from KQED.
When most of us think about the Los Angeles River, we think of a concrete channel, handy for filming drag races like the one in Greece, or the motorcycle chase in Terminator 2. So word there's going to be a boat race on the river caught a lot of people by surprise, including late-night host Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. All that's missing is a river in Los Angeles with water.
But yes, there is a boat race, and it's happening this weekend. From KCRW in Los Angeles, Avishai Artsy has more.
Step away from the slope. Walk back towards me. Sit first.
Sebastian Marlowe is helping a kayaker get into the water.
Go ahead and flip your paddle 180 degrees. Perfect. You always want in that position. Sitting up straight, and we'll see you under the bridge.
Marlowe is a guide with LA River Kayak Safari. It's one of several companies that have cropped up to meet the growing demand from Angelenos and visitors wanting to rediscover the Los Angeles River. People like Erin Pincus. She grew up in the area, thinking of the river the way lots of people do.
Filthy, sketchy, smelly.
But now it's, you don't see it that way?
No, I think it's lovely. It's very nice.
It's very nice because 90% of the water in this part of the river comes from a couple of treatment plants upstream. This is one of the greenest stretches of the river, and it's where the boat race will be held this weekend. An estimated 100 racers will paddle or kayak a three-quarter mile route. Anthea Raymond is one of the organizers and is hoping to attract residents from the working-class neighborhoods next to the water.
You know, you still have a very mixed population. We thought it would be kind of interesting for youth in that neighborhood to see, wow, I could not only live next to the LA River, I might actually paddle on it and race once I learn how to paddle.
The river was paved with concrete in the 1930s to prevent flooding. But 3 summers ago, authorities opened up recreation zones and allowed kayakers to traverse a short stretch of the river.
Initially, the first thing you'd hear is, oh gosh, what about my hazmat suit?
This is Steve Appleton, founder of LA River Kayak Safari.
Once you get down in there and you see a black-crowned night heron fly overhead or an osprey catch a carp right in front of you, you realize it's not that, and it's really quite an amazing experience.
I had to get on the river myself to see what he was talking about. We were on the river from about 9 a.m. to noon. The water treatment plants release less water in the morning, which meant the rocks were tricky to navigate.
All right, we're free. Now, let's see if we can catch up. Oh, not so easy. Okay. Train's going by.
City officials are lobbying for a $1 billion proposal to restore 11 miles of the river north of downtown, replacing some of that gray concrete with green foliage. It's hard to forget that you're in a city while you're on the LA River, but race organizers hope their event will convince skeptical Angelenos to give the river a try. For the California Report, I'm Avishai Artsy in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director this week is Erica Kelly. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Jim Bennett and Rob Spade. The online team includes David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, Adam Grossberg, and David Marks. Our interns are Nancy DeVille and Angela Rowell. This week is their last, and we are so sorry to see them go. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Susie Racho, Polly Stryker, Tyke Hendricks, Julia McAvoy, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.